Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am half asleep. It's been a long Monday. It's been a crazy Monday. Thank you so much. We are on Lindale TV. My name is Will Johnson, and we're about to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh-wee. You know, over the weekend, we had some interesting things happen. And the Democrats actually pushed a bill through to fund Ukraine. And you know what? The bill that they pushed through is actually going to come out to about $100 billion, $60 billion for Ukraine alone. And I've been saying this for many, many, many months now, for actually over a year now, that I believe what's happening in Ukraine is the biggest money laundering scheme in American history. And the Democrats, they're pushing money to Ukraine. And I kept asking this question. Are they doing this because of money laundering? Are they doing this for every time that they push money to Ukraine, that the big guy gets 10%? Are they doing this because they have bank accounts connected to Ukraine? I believe that they do. I believe they actually have bank accounts connected to Ukraine. But you know what else I was sitting there thinking? I believe that they actually have stocks into different things that's happening. What do I mean? Every time they send money to Ukraine, Ukraine is getting more arms. They're getting more bullets. They're getting more military equipment. So where does that money go to? The money goes to the industrial complex, which they build in these arms, and these politicians, they're buying stocks into all of this. They're buying stocks into all of it. Okay, so now the Democrats and some Republicans have worked this out to where we're sending money, our taxpayer dollar money, to Ukraine, and they're calling it safety and security. They're saying it's for safety reasons, for security reasons, that we have to fund Ukraine against Putin. Because if we don't do this against Putin, Putin is going to take over Ukraine, and then he's going to go for NATO nations. Nowhere does it say that he's going to go for NATO nations. But they keep saying that he's going to, knowing good and well that he's not. But we're supposed to believe otherwise. I'm not buying it. The American people is not buying it either. Now, I want to play this for you. Listen to Biggs. Biggs, he's actually talking about the money going into Ukraine. Listen, can we split screen this? Listen to Biggs as he's talking about the money going into Ukraine and how it should have never happened in the first place.
Hi, Andy Biggs here from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. The speaker has put together a big blob of an aid package. He's giving upwards of $80 billion to Ukraine. And in that, the President Joe Biden has authority, basically a blank check for up to $8 billion to write and extend loans that he can forgive to Ukraine. Additionally, there's only a portion of the dollars are going to go for lethal aid and military spending in Ukraine, of that portion. The other bills include $2.5 billion for Taiwan, then this other conglomeration of 13 different bills dealing with a whole host of issues outside of everything else we're doing. And then you get to the Israel aid part of this. Now, Israel aid is somewhere in the neighborhood of $17.5 to $18 billion. The bad news is that $9 billion of it goes to Gaza. The bad news is that means Hamas is going to have access to that money because Hamas controls Gaza. And that means that we'll be funding both sides of that crisis. And that means that in order to get to the Ukraine funding, our speaker has leveraged funding for Israel. And in order to get his Israel package so the Democrats would vote for it, he's actually giving money to the terrorists who are attacking Israel. Now, does that make sense to anybody? We had a bill that we passed out 6 months ago or so, right after the October 7th, that provided $14.5 billion of funding and aid for Israel that was paid for out of the IRS. Since then, we've had several other bills that we're going to pay for, including one of mine, that would have given Israel aid that would pay for it so we didn't add to our national debt. The Senate had those, had the first bill, and they sat on it for 6 months. Some of the people who support this massive package didn't utter a single word to try to leverage the Senate and the Biden administration to give aid to Israel 6 months ago. But they're going to be saying, do this today. We don't care if there's $80 billion for Ukraine, another $2.5 billion for Taiwan, and who knows what else in this massive package of 13 or 15 policy items. That's what you have going on today. In order to get any of this through, we're going to provide money to terrorists. That's what a yes vote is. I don't know how I can do that.
That's what a yes vote is. And that's exactly what they did. They funded Hamas. You know, the Biden regime has been funding both sides of this war. They've been pushing Hamas and Iran to attack Israel, then to just try to act like they're supporting Israel. And the only reason why Republicans went with this, Mike Johnson, you're going to hear later on, Mike Johnson says the reason why he did this is because this is the only way that the Democrats would support Israel. Really? This is the only way they'll support Israel? This was the only way. I don't think so. He should have never done it in the first place. While they're spending all this money, and look, you can get them off the screen. I'm a huge supporter of Israel, a huge supporter. But I don't believe in filling bank accounts. Now, if we're going to help with the military, with Israel, because they are an actual ally, okay, I'm for it. But Ukraine filling bank accounts in Ukraine, filling bank accounts in Israel, filling bank accounts all across the planet, I don't think so. Because they take that money and they go buy more yachts. They take that money and they go buy more mansions. They take that money and they go on lavish vacations. Why are we filling their bank accounts with our hard-earned money? We're the ones in this country that's suffering, and the Congress just blatantly looked the other way of all the issues and all the troubles that's happened here in the United States of America. Just looked the other way, like it wasn't even happening. It's 100% disgusting. 100%. So now the USA actually means divided states of America. It's no longer the United States of America. It was so disgusting to see what they did on the Senate floor. It's absolutely right down disgusting. Well, listen to one of the Democrats that's happy that this happened and was pushing for this in the beginning. Should have never, ever took place.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off?
Let me stop it really quick. Ukraine is not even, they don't even utilize a democratic system. They don't even use it. They don't even care about democracy in Ukraine. Zelensky has made it to where he's the only one that will be president from here on out. They don't even have elections in Ukraine because of Zelensky.
Yeah, they actually suspended elections during wartime. That's not a democracy. Democracy doesn't do that. Even here in America, if you're in wartime, you have to have an election.
But we're a constitutional republic.
But I'm just saying.
Means that you continue to have votes. You get to support the person that you want to. Right. But in Ukraine, they're never going to be out of war. As long as Zelensky's there, they're never going to end. It's going to continue to be war forever. It's going to be like that forever. This is what they're pushing for. Let me play the rest of this, what he's saying here. Listen to him. Can you go to it?
The depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare. He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
So, Russia, Russia, Russia. It always goes down to Russia. They blame Russia for everything. Blame Putin for everything. If they're not blaming Putin, they're blaming President Trump. Isn't that interesting how they do that? It works out like that all the time for the Democrats. And they act like we don't understand what they're saying. They act like they can lie to our faces and we'll just believe it. Here's another great example of what I'm talking about. Listen to this man on MSDNC as he's talking about the Democrats and the reason why we're pouring money into Ukraine. Has nothing to do with the United States of America. It's money laundering 101. Watch.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America.
So he's saying that us putting money into Ukraine is an investment into America. Please. Explain that one to me. How does that work? Have you ever heard of such a thing? How idiotic is that? Now watch. This is what I was saying in my opening about how the Democrats and even Rhino Republicans, they're making money from Ukraine because listen, they are buying stocks. I'm willing to bet that they're buying stock. They got stock options and all of these things that are taking place like Nancy Pelosi's husband did in the chip deal. Remember? And then they pass it. $5 million he put in the chip deal. $5 million, and then they pass it. I wonder what his payout was like.
Yeah, and basically what this guy's saying is that they're hiring U.S. companies to make the supplies, the ammunition,
like a chip
and
company.
Such, right? And so
like a chip company.
Right. We're sure that somebody's going to be investing in those, right?
Come on.
Because they're going to be making a lot of ammunition for Ukraine.
Listen to him. Listen to him.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America, in our defense industrial base. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
How is this a good thing for the country?
Yeah, it's a money-making thing.
I've been saying this for the longest. This is about them pouring money into Ukraine, the big guys getting 10%. I'm telling you, the big guy's getting 10%. These other politicians, it's all a payday for them. It's all a payday. Which brings me to this. Look at this one. This happened after they got the payday. Watch this. How disgusting is that? Split screen it for me. How disgusting is that? How many American flags do you see there? How many? Let's count them together. Zero. This should have never taken place. For me, this is all them celebrating is payday. It's payday. It's payday. They're all celebrating payday. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
All right, everybody, we are back. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let me share something else with you. Now, I just showed you the video where they were on the floor and they're all waving the Ukrainian flag. They're all excited about it. They're all happy about the Ukrainian flag. Ukraine getting money. Ukraine, we're giving Ukraine money, 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 money for Ukraine, right? Well, before they were waving the flags, of course, they had to go around and hand them out. Look at this clip here. This is them handing out the flag. Now you can just leave it split screen here because it's a short clip. Because I just want to now watch. You can see the lady. She's walking. She's handing them out. Then she's like standing there wanting, like everyone should just rush up to her to grab a flag. And see a lot of Republicans. You can see Jim Jordan there. He's not taking the flag. And there's other people around not taking the flag. And she's walking up to people. And look, this one guy here taking the flag. Those flags should have never been on the floor in the first place. This is not the United States of Ukraine. And this is how they're acting. They're acting like this is the United States of Ukraine. This is not part of Ukraine. Ukraine is not a state in the United States of America. But yet they're acting like it. This is the most frustrating, idiotic thing to ever take place in my lifetime. Paying attention to politics. I'm pretty sure there was other stupid stuff that took place. But $60 billion in the pockets of these corrupt criminals in Ukraine. And Zelensky, I'm going to go as far and say that he's a corrupt criminal. It's alleged that he has these yachts and these mansions. He's getting all of this money. He's getting all this stuff pushed to him. Why is that? How is that? It shouldn't even be happening. It shouldn't even be the case. But yet he has all this money going to him. Now, of course, we got Mike Johnson. I want y'all to listen to Mike Johnson after he's looking at all of these Ukrainian flags flying on the Senate floor. What do you think Mike Johnson says? This is a great day for America. Nope. This is a great day for Ukraine. Nope. What do you think he's saying? Listen to what Mike Johnson is saying here. It's pretty disgusting. I'm so disgusted with Mike Johnson.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. The House has worked its will. These are not normal times here in the House or around the world, as we all know. And we had a disturbance here on the House floor just a bit ago. I just want to say simply what I think most people around the country understand and agree. We should only wave one flag on the House floor. And I think we know which flag that is. I said these are not normal times. They're not. The world is destabilized, and it's a tinderbox. It's a dangerous time. Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. And they're a global threat to our prosperity and our security. Their advance threatens the free world, and it demands American leadership. If we turn our backs right now, the consequences could be devastating. So this afternoon, the House acted, and we sent over to the Senate, and it will be transmitted shortly, our supplemental national security legislation. And make no mistake, this is not a blank check like the Senate supplemental bill was. This is very different. Instead of taking the path of least resistance and bringing up the Senate supplemental on the House floor, or just allowing a discharge petition to pursue, which come forward, which would have had the same outcome, we gave our members a voice. We gave them a chance. We gave them a better process and ultimately a much better policy. Unlike the Senate's blank check, the House legislation has a number of very important features. It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill. And unlike the Senate's bill, the loan system itself is a House innovation and allows for much needed insight. Now remember that 80% of the Ukraine funding will go to the replenishment of American weapons and stocks and our facilities and our operations. It also includes tough measures and sanctions on Iran and Russia and China, which most of the American people understand is a necessity and a very important thing. Our process in the end ensured that each member was able to consider the individual supplemental elements on their own merits, which is exactly how the House is supposed to work. I know there are critics of the legislation. I understand that. It is not a perfect piece of legislation. We're not insured that in a time of divided government and in a time where there are lots of different opinions. But there is no question whatsoever that the House has made many strong improvements to the Senate bill. And the product that we've sent over there is much better. This package, I will note, because it's very important, also includes national security priorities and many of them, but it is the only way that we could have gotten Democrats to support aid to Israel. And that's a fact. There is a lot of misinformation out there about the bill, and I just want to make one point about one issue that has been drawn a lot of attention, and that is, could any of this funding go to Hamas or to terrorist organizations or what have you? And we put safeguards in the legislation to ensure that UNRWA is not funded, the UN agency that included terrorists who participated in the October 7th attack on Israel. We've also have language that prevents it from going, any of the funding going to Hamas or any other bad actors. That's a very important element of oversight. Congress takes the oversight very seriously, and we will continue to keep an eye on every dollar that we are using and investing at this time. I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
You know what I don't understand? He comes right off the bat, and he's talking about they shouldn't be flying any Ukrainian flags on the floor. You can get them off the screen. There's only one flag that they should be flying on the floor. Only one. There should be only one. And every single person that was flying a flag other than this one, they should be removed immediately. If you ask me, they have stepped on the oath that they took to defend and protect this country. If they're not waving this flag, every last one of them that picked up that other flag that was not this flag, red, white, and blue, they should be removed immediately. You know, at one point they would call that treason. You're not supposed to be flying other people's flags, other countries' flags. This shouldn't be a celebration for Ukraine. Shouldn't be anything for Ukraine, but yet that's exactly what they did. They poured it all right there into Ukraine. $60 billion into Ukraine. And then they're all on the floor celebrating, flying the Ukrainian flag. Am I to believe that the Ukrainian flag is replacing this flag in the United States of America? Is that what I'm to believe? This is the United States flag. And I told people last week when I was living in California, every now and then I would get the flag and I would go out there by myself on the streets of America and I would wave the American flag. And of course, people going by telling, you know, honking their horn at me, giving me the thumbs up. And then, of course, there's people going by telling me I'm number one, giving me the middle finger. Because I'm on the streets of America waving this flag. This flag they'll burn. I wonder what they will think or what they will say if I went out and I burned a Ukrainian flag. I'm just kind of curious. Because if I go out and I burn this flag, oh, people get upset. But it's freedom of speech is what they say. They're not burning the flag, this flag, because of freedom of speech. They're burning this flag because they hate America. They don't even want to fly this flag on the floor because they hate America. The flag that they fly on the floor of the Senate was the Ukrainian flag, and that's the country that they love. Every last one of them should be removed. Every last one of them should be deported to Ukraine. I never, ever seen anything like it. It was already bad enough when they were showing up on the floor wearing the pennants. You know, they're wearing the pennants with the Ukraine on it. When they were wearing that. Remember? They walked out there, they had the Ukraine pins. And now they're out there waving the flag. Yay, yay, yay. Billions of dollars. It's the most idiotic thing I've ever seen. Listen to this young lady. She's disgusted about it too. Jim Jordan, I saw him on the floor. He didn't wave a flag. I saw some other Republicans on the floor. They didn't wave a flag. But they waved the flag of Ukraine. Listen.
Hi, everyone. Today, I voted against the Uniparty in their effort to spend money that we don't have on policies that we don't want. It's clear that the American public wants to secure our own borders, yet we're going to be spending almost $100 billion to secure other countries' borders. It's a bad bill. It was a bad process. I'm very upset with the leadership and what they're doing right now. This is not in the best interests of America, and it's not in the best interests of Wyoming.
It's not the best interest for America. It is not the best interest for America. It's all for Ukraine. It's not for the United States of America. It's all for Ukraine. And you know what? They didn't put anything in there to stop the sex trafficking of children on our southern border. They didn't put anything in there. To my understanding, they didn't put anything in there to stop the fentanyl from coming into the country. They didn't do anything. Mike Johnson, his excuse, well, we passed a bill in the House, is just sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk. It's waiting for Chuck Schumer to do something about it. Well, then you should have tabled this as well. Should have tabled everything until they fix the border, protect the American people here. But they don't want to do that. They're doing just the opposite.
It's a bit MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code Unites One, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code Unites One.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I want to talk about our country, and I think we're going to see if this works. We have a special guest with us. This young man, his name is Brett Miller. He was in the Marines for 9 years. He served as a fire team leader, mortar team leader, company radio operator with an infantry battalion, mastering in small arms in close quarter combat, radio encryption, and field communication, and is now the CEO of his own company. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for joining us. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining in.
Sure. Yeah, I was enjoying listening to what you were saying. I think there's a big misconception that Washington, D.C. is actually a state in the United States. It's not. Sadly, Washington, D.C. functions more like Rome does in Italy. It's actually owned by the Federal Reserve. It's a corporate entity, and it does not represent a territory. It's the District of Columbia, Columbia being the demon ISIS. So it's not necessarily even a state in the United States. It's not actually a state of the United States. So, yeah, they tend to make decisions that have no benefit or no interest to the people of the United States.
So let me ask you, I mean, the Marines for 9 years, and our federal government is pouring more money into Ukraine than they are our own military personnel. So I never served. I never served to take that oath. You did. And just because you're no longer in doesn't mean the oath ends, right? So what goes through your mind? What's the first thing you goes through your mind when you see something like this?
I'm in communication and backup communication right now. That's what I do on a day-to-day. So on my mind every day is preparedness. Preparedness of your soul, preparedness of your equipment, and your community. When I see what's happening to our country, I'm very disappointed in these leaders. But they're not really leaders. I mean, I would never follow someone who's done half of the things that these idiot monsters have done that we know of, not to mention the things that we're pretty sure they did, but we're not allowed to see the list of. I'm disappointed in them. And you know what? That's fine because God's going to deal with them. I'm not the judge, but I know what's coming for them is way worse than anything that they've done right now. But I want to remind people that the United States is made up of you. It's not Washington, D.C. There's no such thing as government funding. Even MTG, I heard MTG say, whether you're a fan of her or not, she said, even the light bill for this building is paid for by the people. I mean, that's the truth. All their clothes, their wardrobe, their food, their cars, their gas, their phones, they bought all themselves satellite phones last year on your dime. I'm out here hustling satellite phones trying to get people connected through sat123.com. But at the same time, here's our leaders who are taking care of themselves first. So I'm disappointed in them as humans, but they're going to get what's coming to them. There's no hiding. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. But I feel like for the people of this country, it's time to unite. It's time to join together, whether that means, taking care of your community, preparing yourself in your neighborhood, preparing your family, preparing your soul. The writing's on the wall. We don't have these institutions that we believed in. They've all been corrupted. It feels kind of like we're in a weird coup right now. But I would just say everyone needs to prepare. And yeah, I feel bad for bad people.
It is kind of like we're in a coup, right? A weird coup d'etat.
A little bit.
It's like coup d'etat. The coup d'etat 2.0. And one of the things that I noticed was when 2020 happened, because 2020 did happen, and they want us to believe that nothing was out of the ordinary, and now they're just pouring all this money into Ukraine, and all our communication is getting jacked up. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Remember about a month or two ago, I guess it was less than a month ago, all the AT&T service went down and people woke up and there was no communication at all. And I was like, man, what's happening here? Are we under attack? Did it just happen? Did we get hit again? Is it a major problem? What in the world? So, of course, I have a satellite phone. And I encourage everybody to get a satellite phone, because if you don't have a satellite phone yourself, when the communication goes down again, because it is going to go down again, it was like a test run. Even Elon Musk put out on X saying that it was a test run for them to break down the communication. I want to bet Elon Musk has a satellite phone. So I don't know why people would not try to get a satellite phone to address the issue that is about to happen. Let me ask you this. Do you think people should be running to get a satellite phone because of what's going to happen? Because I believe something terrible is going to happen.
Yeah. Sadly, I do think something's going to happen. And to your point, something did happen a month ago, and it wasn't just AT&T. I'm the CEO of Galileo, Galileyo. We're a satellite news network or platform, basically. So we distribute satellite. We distribute news through Wi-Fi and cellular, but also we connect to satellite devices like the Iridium phone that you're holding in your hand right there that you can get absolutely free. It's a $1,700 phone. If you go to sat123.com right now and just sign up for a contract, you get a $1,700 satellite phone for absolutely free, or you can get a $350 Bivy stick for free with a slightly different program. That's more of a text messaging satellite device. But to answer your question, absolutely. Run out and prepare every way you can. And to your point, that most cell networks went down at the same time between the hours of 2 a.m. and about 7 a.m. that morning. people caught the AT&T version because they were waking up, realizing it was happening at the time. What they didn't realize was that in the middle of the night, most of the other networks went down too. Now, you know, I did encryption in the Marine Corps on PRC-77s, PRC-77s, and SINGARs, so I understand encryption. But what I understand more than that is when you install a program into a software, the software program into your system, a lot of times you have to do a hard restart in order to get that operating system now up and functioning, or that software functioning in your system. So the chance that every cellular company went down just randomly through hackers all at the exact same time, I mean, the odds of that are improbable. You know, there's so many different firewalls. There's no guarantee that they're going to get through at the same time. So it kind of looks like, just to take a step back, that it was planned. And for what reason? I mean, pick your conspiracy, but absolutely prepare yourself. Yeah. And that's the great thing about satellites. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, every time they say there's a conspiracy, then later on it becomes factual truth. And then they ignore that they even called it a conspiracy before.
Right.
Right. It becomes
like the origin of the word conspiracy theory was the CIA, you know, making fun of people who believe that the CIA killed Kennedy. It turns out they admitted it and they were like, yeah, we made up that word just to make you guys look bad or bad.
Then years later, yeah, we admit that it was, but everyone involved are dead and gone. So who do we arrest now?
Right.
You know, when I found that out, I was like, you know what? Maybe you should shut down the CIA. It's a corrupt organization. But but let me say this too. When you're talking about the sales systems, all of them going off, they're being knocked offline. People couldn't make phone calls. You couldn't even call 911. There's this little thing called redundancy. You know, when one server or one service go down, then the other one kicks in. That's the whole point of them even pushing the whole cloud. You ever hear that expression, the cloud system? Put your information in the cloud. Get AWS. Get this cloud service. This cloud service. That's the whole point. Meaning that if you have your phone system and the phone system goes down here, but because of the cloud system and everything else that we have in place, you won't miss a beat. Everything is up. Everything's reliable. But it's not. That was a test run. And we can call it conspiracy all we want, right? Because they do that a lot. I believe that we are headed for some dark days, and simply because they see President Trump coming back. Now, I don't know what your stance is about President Trump, but President Trump, I believe he's going to be the next president of these United States of America, and they are terrified of that. So they're going to do everything they can. This is part of the reason why I believe everyone should be getting a sat phone. Just really quick. This election, they're going to do something very dramatic, and they're going to cause the internet to go out. They're going to cause cell service to go out. We could possibly be in World War III, but because of the Constitution, they can't suspend elections. But if you can't communicate and you can't transport ballots and you can't let them know who won in what state, they can utilize that to their advantage and say, well, guess what? Because it's been 2 months, 3 months, we need to go ahead and call the election because we need to have a functioning government. They'll go ahead and call it. That's why I'm telling everyone it's extremely important to get a satellite phone, because so you won't be left in the dark. And I love the community behind these. I love the community behind them. Do you think it's, I mean, we all know it's important that they should be doing it today, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You said a lot of great things there. One, the elections. Yeah, the only way to abstain from an election in election year is to call martial law. The only way to call martial law would be if you had disasters in large portions or large cities, especially swing states. We got all these push for everything's electronic and electronic this, electronic that, but, you know, you can't count anything electronic if the power's off. So to your point there, you have a really great point that there's a lot of suspicious activities, with the election part of it. But just to go back to what you said even prior to that, I'm glad you brought up the word. It's one of my favorite words. I use it all the time, redundancy, redundancy, redundancy. And that is key because we do it on a daily basis without even thinking about it. You go to the store, you have a spare tire in your car, you have extra gas and you need to get there. You go to grandma's house, you take an extra pair of socks, you take a change of underwear. You know, hopefully you have a little more money in your wallet than you need to spend on that particular day, what have you. You go to the store, you buy more eggs. I'm not just buying 2 eggs for breakfast. I'm buying a dozen eggs to last me through the week. We do these redundancies in our daily basis. But when it comes to our communication, you know, we have one cell phone, and most people sadly have one cell phone provider. And that covers both your Wi-Fi and your cellular. And they're all part of the exact same system. So when we do have a power outage, whether it's just a blackout or it's some sort of sabotage or whatever it is, the redundancy of having a satellite communication device is key, because the satellite network is always up there and it does not need the Wi-Fi or cellular network to function. All that phone needs to do is see the sky, and then you can call someone that you love. And if you work with the Galileo and you get a bivy stick or something, or even that Iridium phone, you can text through our Galileo system to a satellite device or to a cellular device too. All of that is important, because we're like one light switch away from all being pioneers right? Where if you couldn't someone, you couldn't talk to them. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, right? I don't want to go back to that, but you know, yeah. It's a redundancy. Thank you for saying that word. I love that word. You know.
Well, to go back with redundancy, this is kind of like insurance too, right? We can say redundancy and insurance. And you can get, I think there's a plan right now that you can get the 3 phones for like a family plan, right? So me personally, I want all of my entire family to have one, because they're going to be out somewhere. We don't know when it's all going to hit the fan. At some point it's going to. The world is like boiling over right now. Israel's in turmoil right now. What's going on there? They're on the verge of taking us to World War III. They hit Iran back. Now we just funded the war against Putin even more. And they're upset with China for helping Putin, but we're helping Ukraine. There's proxy wars just like it was in World War I, World War II, where we're repeating history all over again. And most people don't even have a clue that we've repeated, that we're repeating it. Like, all this is new. All this is new. And you know what? China has already taken down communications various times in the United States of America. They had a spy balloon go over the United States of America. The federal government is not looking out for our interests. That's why they're going to be quick to shut down these cell phone companies. The only way we're going to be able to talk to each other is through satellite. And I've been telling people, if you go to my website and they get one of these satellite phones, I've been telling them I want to share my phone number with them, my satellite number with them, share it with me. So then that way, when it all hits the fan, we can be in communication with one another, because that's the network that needs to take place, because we're going to have to do this together. We're going to have to do this
together. That's right. It's community, right? We had community when we started. That's how we built this country. That's how our neighborhoods function. You know, that's how our families function. It's only been, you know, recently, and I say recently, within the past, you know, 20, 30 years, or maybe a little bit longer, but where people have spread so far apart, right? Normally, you know, people tend to stay close to home. They keep in their community. They know their neighbors. They live together. They work as a neighborhood, as a community. You know, we are still in a community. We all look at problems in Washington, D.C., and we see the corruption and the disgusting and just abominable behavior that these monsters do in there, and we get concerned about it. But what we should really be concerned with is focusing on yourself, your family, focus on your community, be prepared. Because honestly, and I do a lot of like end of the world, apocalyptic type things, and the writing's on the wall. Just read Revelation; so many things are coming true. But if your daughter's driving through Utah or parts of, you know, say Nebraska, and she pops a tire, and she doesn't have cell service, she just reaches in the glove box, she pulls out the phone, she calls you, she sends her GPS, she lets you know. I mean, it can be as simple as that, of taking care of the ones you love at home. It doesn't have to be the end of the world, but if that day comes, it'd be nice to know that at least you could say hi to the ones you love, or organize, or, you know, whatever you need.
You have that peace of mind, and again, it's insurance. You know,
it's
a peace of mind, and you use it as insurance. That's my impression about it. That's the way I'm approaching it, because I want to be able to communicate with my family when it all hits the fan.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to be right. And I say this all the time. I think I'm the only one who repeats it so much. I want to be wrong. But what I see happening is going to happen in our lifetime. We're seeing it. It's not going to. It is happening. I can't ignore it. That's why I want to prepare right now. That's why I want to get ready now. I want to try to do everything I can. You can't do everything, but I'm going to try to do what I can. And now is the time. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for coming on and having a discussion with me. We need to do this again.
I would love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate listening to what you're saying, and I appreciate you sharing all your knowledge and wisdom with everyone. And keep it up. I mean, that's what we're doing here. What you're doing is how we're going to get through this together as a community. Yeah, so absolutely. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Well, tell everybody how they can find you.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we're sat123.com. Come get a deal. Talk to our customer service reps. We're here to help you. Sat123.com. We have satellite devices. We're giving devices away for free. Just cover your service. We have solar generators. We have Faraday bags. We have everything you need there. Yeah, come to satnews123.com. That's Galileo. Galileo. That's our company. Galileo.com also. Same link. We are information. So we work with sat123.com to distribute all information, news, emergency alerts, everything you need to your satellite device or to your phone, whichever one. We just want you to be prepared. We got all kinds of deals, everything that fits your budget that and your family for what you're looking for. So come check us out, sat123.com. And yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Miller. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay, everybody. So, you know, again, you know, a lot of people go, well, they're kind of expensive. But you know what? Insurance costs more. And we're getting closer and closer to it all hitting the fan. You know, I didn't even bring it up while he was on that illegals are coming across the country. Terrorists have crossed our border. The FBI, they've already said that they're expecting another 9/11 attack in the United States of America. They're already expecting it. They're just waiting on it. It's just a matter of time. And it's going to happen here soon. I believe it's going to happen before the end of this year. The reason being because they do not want President Trump to return. There's so many battlefronts. Okay, let me tell you about this. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red hot inflation continues? Will interest rate continues to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not down. The Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. After speaking to many other companies, we have chosen to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they've walked me through protecting my savings and physical gold and silver with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k or IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings. And the service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That is why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help get our money back on the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Okay, I want to share one more thing with you before we get out of here. And this is really important because we've been talking about what Mike Johnson and the Democrats have done. I want you to listen to how Tucker lays it out. He was on with Jim Rogan, and this is so profound. This is exactly it. when you have weak men in power, they do stupid things because they have something to prove. They want people to believe that they're strong. And because they are weak, they're highly influenced, not just by others, but by demonic spirits. Listen to what he says.
Here's the illusion that we fall for time and again. We imagine that evil comes like fully advertised as such. Like evil people look like Anton LaVey.
Horns.
Yeah. Right.
Black, you know what I mean?
Black cloak.
Exactly.
Sickle.
Evil is an independent force that exists outside of people, that acts upon people. I really believe that. I've experienced it a lot. And it's obvious. And what vessel do they choose? The weak. It's weak men and women who are instruments of evil. The weaker the leader, the more evil that leader will be. So it's, and unfortunately, we've reached a time in American history where every leader is either a woman or a weak man, pretty much. And so there's, I'm sorry to say it, that's just true. And the weaker the leader, that's why Mike Johnson, everyone's like, oh, Mike Johnson's such a nice guy. Well, I know Mike Johnson and he's a perfectly nice guy to the extent that he's like polite and seems kind of meek and restrained and he's not saying motherfucker ever, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's got like very sort of buttoned down affect, but he's—
Sorry for the enhanced language there. I forgot Tucker dropped that bomb there. I do apologize for that.
He's a weak man and that's the man you should be afraid of. The people who you shouldn't be less afraid of are the, you know, headstrong, loud, don't care what anybody thinks. Yeah, those guys will go off track, but they're probably not going to abet, you know, genocide or blow up the world in a nuclear exchange because they may be obnoxious, but they know who they are. Weak people just become a host for evil, you know, an open, empty building that evil occupies, possesses even. And that's exactly what's happening to Mike Johnson. It's like absolutely crazy what Mike Johnson is doing. But it's not because he's evil. It's because he's weak and therefore susceptible to evil. It's a meaningful distinction that I have noticed.
He's acceptable to evil. That's 100%. That's exactly what it is. That's why Joe Biden is okay with all the homosexuality, sexualizing kids, the whole transgender movement, the BLM movement, Transtifa. He's okay with everything that's evil under the sun. Everything that's evil under the sun. All right, everybody, that is it for me. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get ready, everybody. Get prepared. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.